All right, so I'm Leah and I'm an addict.
Hi, Leah.
So this is like a little nerve-wracking, you know, coming in here and having to speak. I've been thinking about this, and last night I was thinking about desire, you know. Like for me, like I needed the only requirement to be a desire because like my willingness wasn't there for so long. I was in and out of the rooms. And I wanted this, and I wanted this so bad. But I was never turned away. It didn't matter how many times, like, I'd pick up a white key tag. I had a desire to stay clean. I just didn't know how to do it. And it's pretty simple. You know, I just complicate it. You can't measure desire in someone. You know, it's something that, like, only I can know about. I needed it to be a desire to be the only requirement because, like, if not, like, who knows how long I would have stayed or how long I would have tried to come back over and over and over again. It's really hard to speak on a topic, just like the same. Desire for me is the want something, and like it happens in all areas of my life because like before I have willingness to do something, like there has to be a desire, like I have to want to do something, and I may not always know how to do what it is that I'm trying to do, but like I put forth a valid effort, and for me in the beginning, for a long time, like I didn't know how to do this. And if I would have been turned away, like, I'm the addict that was high nodding off in a meeting. Like, I'm the addict who would come in and out of the rooms for years over and over and over again. And I didn't know how to do this. But, like, I had this desire deep down inside of me. Like, I would see people. Like, for me in the beginning, like, I knew that, like, you could get 2 years clean. But, like, I had no idea how to do that. For me, like, I was looking up to someone with, like, 30 days. You know, and like, I don't even know how I'm going to put together like 24 hours. Like, how can I like do this? But like, I wanted it. And I kept coming back and I kept coming back. And I did everything wrong in the beginning. You know, like, I would show up to a meeting and like, and still be living in my own way, in my old way. You know, but like, something inside of me wanted a new way of life. I don't know how I didn't die out there. Like, I had been so close so many times. And like, by the grace of God, like, I was able to put it together a couple days. And I still have that desire that burns inside me. Like, that's one thing that has never faded with me, is that desire to stay clean. Like, some days, like, I may not want to. Like, some days, like, I may feel like I don't know how I'm going to get through the day without picking up. But that desire which is inside of me has never faded since the first day at this time around. That, like, I guess not even this time around. Like, my desire has always been there. I've always wanted this way of life. I just never knew how to do it. I never had anybody give up on me. Like, I'm sure people got frustrated with me in the beginning. Because, like, here I am again, trying this again. Here I am again, coming in, asking someone to be my sponsor, not calling. You know, here I am again, picking up a 24-hour key tag. But, like, nobody ever turned their back on me. And that's something that, like, I needed. Because, like, if somebody would have, like, turned their back on me and, like, made me feel unwelcome, like, I don't think I'd be standing here today. So I know for me that's something that I definitely tried to stand in. You know, is like, even if somebody's nodding off in a meeting or Jeff came and coughed or whatever, like, they're still an addict who has a desire to get another day clean who just doesn't know how to get it yet. And like, I had people who stood by me and like loved me when like I couldn't love myself, who was there every time I would pick up the phone and I would call once in a month. You know, but I still had people who were there because, like, in the beginning, for me, And for all of us wouldn't be sitting here today if, like, we didn't have a desire to stay clean. Like, whether we have 24 hours or we have 24 years, like, that desire is something that we all share. Like, the willingness, though, is where the work comes in. You know, like, to be able to have to do some work. Like, this program is about work, but it all starts with desire. You know, and that's everything in my life. Like for me, like I'm trying to lose weight. You know, and right now I don't necessarily have the willingness to do so. You know, some days like it's hard for me to want to eat right, to go to the gym. But like I have that desire inside of me, and I know like if I practice what I've learned in here, like eventually I'm going to do it if I keep sticking with it. It was the same thing with recovery. As long as I kept sticking with it, and like I didn't die, because like that's the type of addict that I am. Like I was gonna die. I was either gonna get clean or I was gonna die. It was only gonna be a matter of time. Like I ran until I didn't have anything left in me to run. But like the desire is where it starts, you know. And as long as I don't give up. Like, that's the biggest thing. As long as I don't give up, there's going to be hope for me in the future. But as soon as, like, I throw in that towel and, like, and I'm done, and that desire, like, I think of it like a flame almost. You know, like this flame inside of me, like, it might not always be the biggest, but it's always there. But as soon as I give up and I give up hope and I give up the thoughts and the wants, and that desire fades, you know. If there was a different requirement, like if I had to have the nicest car, or if I had to only be a heroin addict, or if I could only smoke crack, or if anything else was the only requirement, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't, because like I didn't come in with clothes on my back. I only came in with clothes on my back. You know, like, I didn't have self-esteem. I didn't have self-worth. I didn't have friends. I didn't have family who stuck by me. So, like, if anything was different, then the only requirement is a desire to stop using, I wouldn't have one, come, two, stayed, or three, tried to come back as many times as I did. I know for me, I can only set an example and be the person that like people were to me when I came in and when I was family. Like the sponsee who can't get it. You know, like I'm never gonna not pick up the phone for you. You know, at my meeting, like we're taking precautions on people who are getting loaded in our meetings, but that doesn't mean that we're turning them away. You know, I definitely try to stand on the ground of like, with like the person who comes in with 24 hours, or like any time between a new person and me, like I go up and I hug them and I let them know like, welcome, you're home. Like someone who picks up a 24-hour key tag, we have a hug line at my meeting. Like I always tell them like, welcome home. You know, because I want people to feel wanted. I needed to feel wanted. Because if I didn't feel wanted, I wouldn't have stayed. And that's like what it all boils down to for me is like, one, what am I going to be about today? You know, who am I going to try to be today? Am I going to forget about the traditions? And am I going to forget about the principles behind this program? Or like, am I going to remember like what the foundation of this program is? And like to help another addict, you know, to be an ear to listen to. Because, like, I've needed that for so long. Like, I recently just went through something, and, like, literally the only way I stayed clean was because I had a desire to. And, like, because of the support that I had around me, like, I was lucky enough that, like, I built a foundation and I had people around me who loved me. But literally, I was so close to getting high every single day because of the pain that I was going through. You know, and some days it See, for me, like, want and desire are two different things, because some days I don't want to stay clean. Some days I want to just throw in the towel and give up. But, like, at the end of the day, like, this is the only way of life for me. This is the only path that, like, I want to be on, and it's hard, and it sucks. And some days, like, staying clean, I have to do it moment by moment. You know, second by second. But my desire is to live the best life that I can, to be the best woman that I can, to be the best daughter, to be the best sister, you know. And as long as I don't lose that flame from inside of me, like, I have a chance. And even if I do lose that flame inside of me, Narcotics Anonymous will always be here. Everybody will always be here, not everybody, the people that I surround myself in my life and the people to me who are about something will always be there to open their arms to me, to love me unconditionally, to say, you know, welcome back. Because, like, I don't know what tomorrow has in store for me. I don't know what the future holds. But, like, today I know that I'm going to put one foot in front of the other, to work as hard as I can, and to, like, not lose that desire which is inside of me. And, like, some days it's a work. It's a work to keep it. I don't know, now I feel like I'm going to ramble. I don't even know how long that was, but I hope that somebody heard something today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Leah. All right, our next one is Colt H. from Stick and Stay Group of the Northeast Area.
Stick and Stay?
I'm an addict named Colt.
Hi, Colt.
That's going to be a tough act to follow. She said a lot of stuff that I can definitely identify with. This tradition to me, like, it brings out, like, a whole lot of, like, where I'm at now and where I was when I first came into the program in Narcotics Anonymous. Because I remember my first meeting, like, and I got to take myself to, like, the newcomer that's in there right now. And, you know, I'm like, this tradition tells us, like, it encourages that we don't pass judgment on the next addict. And I catch myself doing that sometimes, maybe because they look different, maybe because they don't have nice clothes. I gotta remember how I showed up in this program. I showed up broken, and like Leah, I couldn't get a day clean to save my life for the longest time. I used to show up to meetings acting like I was clean years ago. Like, I honestly didn't feel like I qualified to be in NA. Like, a lot of us probably did at some point in time. Maybe because we didn't hit a certain drug. We hear people talk about shooting up and this, that, and the other sometimes. And, like, I did do all that, but, like, I showed up in the rooms at the age of 19. And everyone in my area was older. You know what I mean? There was, like, one other person that was, like, even close to my age. And other than that, it was all older people. And to me, like, for whatever reason, I kept showing up, even through that, you know what I mean? Even though I didn't want to, and I didn't want to be clean, and, like, this last time that I got clean, there was some divine intervention that I knew was coming my way. And, you know, like, I had the desire, somehow I had the desire to get 30 days together, and, you know, and, like, we can't evaluate the next person's desire to stay clean. It's not on a measuring stick. Like, I know for me this time, man, like, and my willingness through all this has changed. Like, at the beginning, I just didn't want to die no more. Like, that's what it all boiled down to, because I couldn't die. I tried to die all the time when I was out there using to end the misery and not have to deal with it no more. Like, that was, like, the selfishness, man. And, you know, but, like, as I started coming around, like, my desire, like she was saying, like, the spark never really left. Some days the flame's brighter than others. Some days I just don't want to do the NA thing. I still talk to the people that I talk to. My desire this time, though, with the willingness, made me, like, not hang out with people with less time. For whatever reason, that's just what worked for me. I don't recommend it to everybody, but it was a suggestion that was given to me this time because I couldn't do it on my own. So I started hanging around with people that had some substantial amount of clean time with some steps under the belt. And like I stayed in that circle for, you know, and I still do. Like everyone I talk to that I like rely on most of the time has got some significant amount of clean time. I don't know, man. Like this program, there's something that I wanted to read in here real quick about the fifth edition. It says, NA has no classes of membership and no second class members. The common denominator in NA is the disease of addiction. And then it says, in the spirit of anonymity, we remember that no individual member or groups is more important than the message we carry. And I found myself at a meeting yesterday, and there was someone that pulled in. Every meeting they come to, they cry. And the guy, I didn't want to give him a hug. But this, like, you know, like my sponsor said to me, what are you speaking on tomorrow? I said, you're right. You know, I'm like, sometimes I got to be reminded of stuff like that because, like, I can forget real quick what it was like whenever I came in here. You know, because, like, she was saying, I showed up and I'm sure people got sick and tired of me. You know what I mean? Because, like, I would show up and I wouldn't take no suggestions, but I would show up. And I guess, like, that's the only requirement is a desire to stay clean, man. And I quit using drugs. Like, I wanted to quit and I didn't know how. That was, like, the biggest issue that I had. You know, and it wasn't until that I had enough out there this last time that I was willing to, you know, do whatever was necessary in order to stay clean. I don't know, man. Like, this program has given me something today that I never thought in my wildest dreams was possible. Like, I came up here, I met one of my buddies up here that I haven't seen really in the last 4 years. Because we were always both, one was either in or out of the program, you know, and it's just truly a miracle to be able to, you know, find that bond with the person that you grew so close to for a while and, you know, and get to reconnect and share the same common bond, which is a desire to stay clean and quit using drugs. And, like, we're celebrating this week and, like, that's truly a miracle on its own, man, because I couldn't get a day clean to save my life. Like, I tried. I just didn't know how. I kept doing all the wrong things. I really didn't have a desire, but, like, I faked it for a while as far as, like, I was on probation and parole and stuff, and I would show up to meetings, you know, hoping to get it, but, like, not willing to do any work to make it happen. And, you know, like, this time I became willing. You know, and that desire has gotten even, like, better throughout the process of it because that's what, like, that's the key word in this whole tradition is the desire. And, man, like, I can't judge the next person that comes in. And that's where I'm at with it now as far as this tradition goes. Because I know people probably judge me, you know what I mean? They probably still do because, like, I'll share honestly. And, you know, like, I got to remember what it was like when I first came into these rooms. And, like you know, like, this program doesn't discriminate against, like, age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, lack of religion. And so who am I to judge the person that walks in, you know, just because they might look different or whatever. And you know, that's really when I need to latch on to somebody and, you know, share something with them. You know, maybe to give them that spark that they need. Because, I mean, we all showed up here for a reason. We're sticking around for a reason, right? Like, when I showed up, I really didn't want to be here, man. To be honest with you. I just didn't want to die. I stayed around because I got a lot to live for today, and I hope you guys do, too. I don't know. Let me go to this real quick, man. I'm going to be done because I just feel like I'm about to start rambling myself. So, we come to NA for many reasons, but we stay to recover when we find and keep the desire to stop using. Like, these are a couple of things that popped out to me whenever I was reading this kind of stuff. And I really didn't have no direction on where I wanted to go today. And this is the first time that I've ever been, like, given this opportunity to share on a topic. It is hard to share on a topic. You know, it really is. And you know, and I'm sitting back there and she's talking. I'm like, man, I'm never going to match this. You know, but like, we're all here to get another day clean. That's what it's all about. And I mean, obviously we got the desire because no one would want to come and hang out like with a bunch of recovering addicts, right? You know, like, we're here for a reason, man. Like, to carry the message of Narcotics Anonymous. And like he was reading earlier out of the out of his reading, is like, you know, like the message is hope and the promise is freedom from active addiction. And if you stick around long enough and you do what's suggested to you, you know, and you'll get the opportunity, man, to give back to people what was freely given to you. And sometimes it's sparking that desire in people, man. Like I got people that I talk to on a daily basis. It's a give and take relationship in Narcotics Anonymous, man. Because there's days where I feel like shit, and then I'll talk to somebody, you know, with less time, and they bring me right up out of it, and I feel great. And I do the same with people, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, I just want to thank this program, man. I'd like to thank Warm Mountain Highlands Retreat for this opportunity. That's all I got.